Okay, my friends, I'd like to share with you something from the Shvilei Pinchas, Ayin Gimel. There's a beautiful Shvilei Pinchas, Ayin Tes, which I shared with the first year Bochum about the Makel of Yaakov, Me'olam Kivinu Loch, and how it shaykh to the Bria HaTichon. But I'd like to share with you something else, which I think is of equal importance and beauty. In this week's parasha, before I do, I just want to tell everyone that Rabbi Kallis told me to inform everyone that he will be speaking about the coronavirus. I'm not really sure what that means, but I guess that you want to be there just to hear whatever interesting things he has to say. So this week's parasha, we're speaking about the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. Parashas Tiruma speaks about the Kelim. Parashas Tetzaveh speaks about the big day, Kohen Gadol. Those are the two different, that's the way the parashas are broken up. With the exception of, interestingly enough, the Mizbeach HaKetoros is the end of the next week's parasha. But this week's parasha speaks about the Shulchan, Vasisa Shulchan Atzei Shitiv. The Shulchan was made out of wood. Amasayim Orka, Amorachbo, Amavachetzi Kamosai. Anyway, that's the Shulchan. It has a Zer, Zav, Saviv, as we know. The interesting thing is that the Shulchan and the Aroin were written next to each other. Says the Chidah. Why is it that the Shulchan and the Aroin, the commandments of the Shulchan and Aroin, are written one right after the other? And the Chidah explains, and he says the following reason: it's to be meramis shetzarech loymar divrei Torah al haShulchan. So it's referencing a different Shulchan, not the Shulchan in the Mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash, but our Shulchan. Every person has his shulchan, where he eats, his table, and he's supposed to say a Dvar Torah at the table. Every table is supposed to have Divrei Torah. The Aron represents Torah. The shulchan represents shulchan. They are put together to show that a person is supposed to say, says the Chidah, Tzarech Loimer Divrei Torah ala shulchan. And the Zohar HaKadosh says the following thing. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, we make a shulchan that's in the Mishkan. What sits on the Shulchan? The Lechem Haponim. And the Shulchan has to be that there's constantly Lechem Haponim. The way they did it was, they had bread. When they baked the new bread, they slid the old bread out, pushed it out with the new bread. In other words, there was never a moment when there wasn't bread on the table. It can never be Rekum. It can never be empty. It says the Zohar HaKadosh, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his Ki'ilu food. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's food? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's food is Torah. Who oimit tamid lesader boy divrei Torah. Val shulchan ze shulchan asher lefnei Hashem. You want to have a shulchan that's like in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So a person always should have Torah at his shulchan. If he has Torah as his shulchan, so then he's going to have similar to the shulchan which always had bread. So we have to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu ki'ilu that bread. So what's interesting here is as follows. We see that the Shulchan plays a very important place. And the Shulchan, we know, is Doime La Mizbeach. We have this idea that Shulchan is like a Mizbeach. A Mizbeach brings Kapara. So too, the Shulchan brings Kapara. Now, we're familiar with the fact that in the Beis HaMikdash, there was actually two Mizbeachs. There was one Mizbeach, which Mizbeach, where we brought the behemoths, the karbanos, that was the Mizbeach that was outside. And then there was a Mizbeach, which is the Mizbeach HaPnimi, or the Mizbeach HaZav, and that Mizbeach was Mizbeach HaKetoros. That was a small Mizbeach, it was around this big. The other Mizbeach had a ramp, and people went on and brought behemoths. That Mizbeach was exclusively for the Ketoros, and that was called the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So we speak about Shulchan Domele Mizbeach. We have to try to understand what does that mean. The Vilna Gaon says an amazing remes to understand that a Shulchan is Domele Mizbeach. Because when the Torah writes the different types of Ketoros, so altogether there's 11, but only 4 of them are actually written in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, mentions the following 4. It says, Shcheles, Levoina, Chelbana, and Nataf. Those are the 4 that are mentioned in the Pasuk. I could read you the actual Pasuk. V'yor Meshev Moshe, Kach Lecha Samim, Nataf, Ushcheles, V'chelbana, Samim Ulevoina, Zaka, Bad Bebad Yeah. Those are the only four that are mentioned in the Pasuk. Says the Vilna Gaon, if you take those four and you change the order, and you make the order Shcheles, Levoina, Chelbana, and Nataf, that spells the word Shulchan. We say Shulchan is Doimel Mizbeach. So it's interesting, because the Ktoiras had these four components. These are the only four that are Mefurish, and the Rabban says these are the main components of the actual Ketoiras. These are the ones that actually make smoke. The idea of the Ketoiras was it's supposed to make Ashan. So these four are the ones that make Ashan. The other ones are just in order to enhance the smell. But these four are the ones that... So Shulchan is Rosh Etevas for these four components of the Ketoiras. Apparently we understand why, says the Goyin, Shulchan is Doima LeMizbeach. The very word Shulchan is a remes to this idea of having the Ketoiras there. So what's interesting is as follows. We have a different reference on our Shulchan to a Mizbeach, because we know that a person is supposed to have salt on the Mizbeach. And this person is supposed to have salt at his table. Why? The Pasuk says, Al kol korbancha takriv melach. The Rama brings down, Shulchan Aruch, that a person should always have salt at his table. Al kol korbancha takriv melach. Shulchan is doima lemizbeach. Just like a mizbeach had salt, so too we're supposed to have salt because shulchan doima lemizbeach. There's another mention, which is as follows. A person is not supposed to have a knife at the table when he benches. Maybe some people aren't familiar with that halacha, but he's not supposed to have a knife at the table. If he does, he should cover the knives. There's numerous written reasons brought down, but the Beis Yosef brings one reason is because Shulchan Doimel Mizbeach, and there's halacha, a person's not supposed to have metal on the Shulchan, Loisanef Aleha Barzel, therefore you shouldn't have metal knives. Plastic knives would be okay. That's why some people don't know this halacha, because we often use plastic knives. But if you have a metal knife on your table when you bench, you should cover the knife, because Shulchan Doimel Mizbeach, and Mizbeach isn't supposed to have barzel. So now the question is as follows. Which Mizbeach is our Shulchan Doimel to? Is our Shulchan Doimel to Mizbeach HaPnimi? Or is our Shulchan Doimel to the Mizbeach HaChitzoin? The Mizbeach HaPnimi is the Mizbeach of Ketoiras. So on the one hand, we have the remez of the Vilna Gaon that says Shulchan is Rosh Etevas for those four of the ingredients of the Ketoiras. Sounds like it's Doimel to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. On the other hand, we say Al Kol Karbon Chatak of Melach, the reason we're supposed to have salt at our table is because Shulchan is Doimel to Mizbeach, that's Mizbeach HaChitzon, that's the Mizbeach that has the behemoth. So it seems to me there's a little bit of a conflict of which Mizbeach actually it is represented. Perhaps the answer we could say is as follows. There are two different elements to the Shulchan. One element to the Shulchan is that a person is supposed to say Divrei Torah on the Shulchan. As we said, that's why the Shulchan is written right next to the Aron, to show that a person is supposed to say Divrei Torah on his Shulchan. That is the Ruchnius that a person is supposed to put at his Shulchan. And then there's the Gashmius of the Shulchan. A person is actually eats at a table, doesn't just say Divrei Torah at his table, right? The point is he's supposed to be eating food at the table. So when he eats the food, so the way that he eats the food should be done in a ruchnias dika oifen, or he should make sure that he's not eating in an inappropriate way. So there's these two elements. I infuse my gashmias with ruchnias. So I have the Divrei Torah that I say at my table. That allows me to eat the food in a way that's going to ki'ilu elevate the food. So in truth, these two mizbeach that we have, perhaps they both represent this idea. Because the mizbeach hapnimi, which is the mizbeach that's internal mizbeach, that's inside of the kodesh, that mizbeach was mizbeach haketoiras. Why is the mizbeach haketoiras inside? I think the answer is as follows. The keteiras is a smell. Smell, we know, is something that's shayach to a person's neshama. That's why if a person faints, you give him smelling salts. Because it goes straight through. It's something that's not physical. It's rather, it's more spiritual, and it wakes a person up. Smell, ezu, the Gemara says, ezu, hanash, and neshama, nanas behem, zu areach. The neshama, that's why we smell on Matzah Shabbos, because the neshama is Seira, and the neshama, it's all about, the smell is all about the neshama. So therefore, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is about the Mizbeach HaKtoiris, which is about the smell, that's about the Ruchnius. That's why it's Pnimi, because it's more inside of a person. You don't see it as much. The Mizbeach HaChitzoin, which is more Chitzoinius, that's about the Gashmius. On that Mizbeach, they put behemoths, and that was actually consuming. So when we eat at our table, we're supposed to have both of these elements. We're supposed to say Divrei Torah. That's the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That's the Ketoris. That's the idea that our Shulchan is Doimel HaMizbeach, and we're supposed to have the Ruchnius, to infuse the Ruchnius. And then there's an idea of when we're eating Al Kol Karbon Chatakriv Melach. The salt is what we put on our food. Just like the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, that there's food there. So too, when we're eating, we're supposed to be able to try to elevate the food that we're eating. It's interesting that the word lechem is also the word for lochem. Lochem is to fight. A person has a struggle when it comes to his gashmias. On the one hand, he can eat the gashmias in a way that is going to elevate him. On the other hand, gashmias is something that can bring a person down. And that's the struggle that we have when a person has with his food. And that's the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. So if we say Divrei Torah at our Shabbos table, or at any table, and we say the Divrei Torah, and that is infuses the Ruchnius, so then we can get an advantage in this milchama, we're lochem with the lechem, as we struggle with our gashmis to make sure that we elevate the gashmis, and in that way, we're going to have that the shulchan is going to be something that is going to elevate us and not chas v'shalom bring us down. So that's how we see that the shulchan that's in the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to reflect, or our shulchan that we have on our table is supposed to also be zeh shulchan lefnei Hashem. How do we do that? By saying divrei Torah. Every time a person says divrei Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Shechina. If a person is speaking divrei Torah, so then the Shechina comes. Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem. Otherwise, it says Shloisha She'achlu, three people eat. Ve'ein Beneihem Divrei Torah. It's Kilu Achlu Mizivchei Mesim. It's as if they ate from the slaughterings of dead people. The slaughterings of dead people. What does that mean? So perhaps there's different pshatim of what that means, but perhaps as follows: we know that the Kodesh Baruch Hu put the food in this world, or put everything in this world, in order for it to get a tikkun. So there is an idea that the neshama that it exists in an animal. Animals have neshamas. Fish have neshamas. Animals have neshamas. The neshamas that are there are actually gilgulim of people from previous life. So the neshamas of tzaddikim, they are put into fish, and the neshamas of rishayim are put into behemoths. So a person is supposed to, by eating this food, he's supposed to elevate these neshamas. Because even the neshamas of tzaddikim, if they didn't need a tikkun, they wouldn't come back to this world. So there's some sort of something that has to happen. It could be he's a tzaddik, but ain't tzaddik baratz asher yaseh tov velo yechateh. Every tzaddik still did something wrong. I mean, he needs a tikkun. So he's coming back in this world, and he's there. Now, if the food is put in front of us, we are supposed to try to elevate that food by making a bracha on it, by saying divrei Torah on the shulchan. And if a person eats properly, so then the mace that's inside of the food, the neshama, gets elevated. The neshama gets elevated by eating properly. So we elevate the food. What does that mean? We elevate the neshama that's inside of that food in order that it should have its tikkun. But shloshe she'achlu ve'ein beneihem divrei Torah. If they're eating and then there's no divrei Torah amongst them, kilu achlu mizivchei mesim, so then it's just a dead animal, and it's nothing more than that. You have not allowed it to get its tikkun. It's interesting to note that there have been over the years, there have been instances when reports of times when where different types of animals came in order to get a tikkun. We spoke about last Matzah Shabbos about Rabbi Shaila Karastir, that there were many animals, birds and dogs, and cats that came in order to get a tikkun. But there was also a story in Vienna, a fascinating incident that happened in Vienna, where there was a fish that was the fish said Shema Yisrael. And this story, it sounds a little bit out of the ordinary. It's definitely out of the ordinary. But this fish is known as the... Sounds a little fishy, as you said. This fish, actually, what they were told to do when they found the fish was not to give the fish out, but rather to bury the fish. The fish is buried in Vienna, and there is there a tzion of the fish. The fish is in the Beis HaKvaris, and there's a matseva of the fish. It's actually in the shape of a fish. We've been there, and we're going to Beis Hashem, hopefully, assuming that Rabbi Kallis's Corona Shir goes well, we'll go there again, and to be able to see. But that the neshama was the neshama of a tzaddik, and that tzaddik Kilo had to come back in the shape of a fish. They said they should bury the fish and not eat it. According to what we're saying, they made a tragic error, because the neshama of the fish we have to be ma'il of the neshama of the fish. That's why he came back it was the slavish as a fish. We have to make a bracha on it, say divrei Torah on it, and then we can elevate the fish in order for it to get its tikkun. Anyway, you should think about this when you're eating, if it doesn't spook you out. If it does, too bad. Good Shabbos, everyone. Thank you for listening.